welcome to the program. The Lord talked about what things would be like before he came back, and today we're going to talk about what he said concerning the distress of nations. Stay tuned. Chapter 21, verse number 25, it says, Jesus said, there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Perplexity. Well, if you're a child of God, you have no need to be distressed whatsoever. I remember reading a story years ago of a missionary who was on a ship, and a major, major storm came by, and there was a little boy who was just having no problem with it whatsoever. He had total peace. Then the missionary said, how is it you're not concerned about this storm? He said, well, my dad's driving this boat. Well, you know, things are looking like the distress of nations. That puts it right there. Things are really upset today. But our Heavenly Father's driving this boat. There's no reason for a Christian to be distressed.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, where to take us from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the
2,000 years ago, the disciples were asking Jesus how things were going to unfold regarding his program. And in Luke 21, verse 24, Jesus said, "They shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled." Now we're living in that age. For the last 2,000 years, the Jews have been trodden down. Well, then verse number 25, it picks up the timeline here. It has to do actually within the tribulation period, which is happening right after the rapture of the Christian. And Jesus said in verse 25, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." And so this is looking to the tribulation period. At the end of the tribulation period, when Christ comes back, they said they'll see him. Now, we need to keep the difference here between the rapture of the Christian and the return of Christ. There's a major difference here. When the rapture takes place, Christians are raptured out of this world, and it's a moment in the twinkling of an eye. That's when Christ comes for his own. But at the end of the tribulation period, he comes with his own. And then in verse number 28, Jesus said, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption," or your Redeemer, "draweth nigh." Now, they are beginning to come to pass. We're on the glide path of the tribulation period right now. You have to be blind not to see that. Jesus said there would be distress of nations. Is there any distress in Canada? Well, there's a concern about the possibility of the military confrontation between Russia and any NATO members, which Canada is one. And so they're concerned about that. Canada is concerned with and should be, about terrorism attacks. We've seen that happening in recent days. And then the United States, they're concerned about the disruptive cyber attacks that are happening, the terrorist attacks, and will we have a confrontation with Iran? What about a confrontation with Russia? What are we going to do with North Korea? There's distress of nations. Then you look into Mexico and you see they have their organized crime and the violence that is related to that. Get down into Nicaragua and we see that they have some very serious political instability and they have violence in the land. And then as we look into Venezuela today, you need only to listen to the news tonight. They'll be on there again with all their instability. Even the Canadian government is now warning people not to travel to Venezuela. We get over into the eastern Ukraine area, and there's fighting with Russian-backed militia over there. They're having their problems. And then we have Russia, as we mentioned. What about the NATO members? They're all concerned about that. Who are the NATO members? Well, that's Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, United Kingdom, United States, Greece, Turkey, Germany, Spain, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland. Those are the NATO members, and they're all concerned about what Russia's going to do. Yeah, there's going to be, just before Jesus comes back, there's going to be a distress of nations. And then you get into the Balkans, and they are having their escalated tensions because of the extremists and the violence that's going on over there. You can look into Turkey and various Kurdish groups that are bringing in the violence into that area these days. And what shall we say about Syria and all the violence that's going on over there? Then we have violence between Israel and Iranian-backed forces. And we have violence between Israel and Palestine. And then we can look into Iraq. What are we we going to say about their instability and the violence that's going on over there? And then we can look into the United States, and they're concerned about Iran, as we mentioned. Are we going to have a problem with North Korea? What about Afghanistan and what the violence that's going on over there as a result of what the Taliban's up to? And then you can look in India and Pakistan, and they have a military confrontation going on right now that's triggered by terrorists in the area. And then we can look into the problems between China and India. They're fighting over who owns what, where's the border, and the crisis between the United States and China over Taiwan that's going on right now. And then there's an armed confrontation over disputed areas in the South China Sea and their man-made islands that they're putting in there. And as we mentioned, what about North Korea? What are they going to do? They're just looking like any time they could cause a serious problem. So what are we saying? We are saying that there's, Jesus said, before he comes back, there's going to be distress of nations. Distress of nations. It's on a large scale all over the world. Not only about the violence, but poverty problems, corruption in politics, financial problems, immorality and pollution and terrorism and health issues. Our hospitals, they're piling them up in the halls now because they can't take care of all the people who are sick. There's hunger all over the world, people starving and famines, weather conditions. The Bible says just before Jesus comes back, there would be distress of nations. Not only distress, but it goes on to say that with perplexity. Perplexity is the inability to deal with or understand what's going on. And the world looks, you know, and the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Well, if you look at that verse, there is, that little phrase is in italics, which means it wasn't in the original. And what they're saying is, the fool has said, no, God, we know you're there, but we don't want your Bible has the answer to all these things, but we're just going to go on in our distressed situation, and thank you very much, but we're just going to be perplexed. We're going to have no solutions. We are dealing with something we don't understand, and we know you do, but we don't want anything to do with you. And so that, is it any wonder the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, no, God. Now, if you look into the scriptures, you'll find that over and over again, God waits for our action, and then he reacts accordingly. For instance, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Notice this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, our action. Lean not unto thine own understanding, our action. In all thy ways acknowledge him, our action. God's reaction, he shall direct your path. Well, no, God waits for our action, and then he reacts accordingly. Micah chapter 7, verse number 2 says, the good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Micah 7:2 says, the best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of the watchman and the visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Well, that's where we're living. We're distressed and we're perplexed about it. In recent days, there's been massive demonstrations with thousands of people in New York City, Chicago, Melbourne, Los Angeles, Berlin, Utah, Boston, London, England, Rome, New Delhi, Athens, Amsterdam, Atlanta, Boise, Idaho, Syria, India, Palestine, Armenia, Spain, Thailand, Mexico, Russia, Switzerland, Washington, Philadelphia, and of course, even here in Toronto, we've had our marches. What about the G20 and the riots that went on then? We find in the scriptures, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, just before I come back, there's going to be distress of nations. When you see these things begin to happen, lift up your eyes, your Redeemer draweth nigh.
When the great busy plants of our cities shall have turned out their last finished work, when the merchants have sold their last order and dismissed every last weary clerk, when our banks have raked in their last dollar and paid out their life.
last dividend. When the judge of the earth wants a hearing, and he asks for a balance, what then? What then? What then? When he asks for a balance, what then? When the choir has sung its last anthem, and the preacher has voiced his last prayer, when the people have heard their last sermon, and the sound has died out in the air, when the Bible lies closed on the altar, and the pews are all empty of men, when each one stands facing his record, and the great book is opened, what then? What then? What then? When the great book is opened, what then? When the actors have played their last drama, and the mimic has made his last fun, when the movie has flashed its last picture, and the billboard displayed its last run, when the crowd's seeking pleasure has vanished, gone out in the darkness again, when the trumpet of ages has sounded, and we stand before him, what then? What then? What then? When we stand before him, what then? When the bugle calls sinks into silence, and the long marching column stands still, when the captain repeats his last orders, and they capture the last fort and hill, when the flag has been hauled from the masthead, all the wounded afield have chatted, and the world that rejected its Savior is asked for a reason. What then? What then? What then? When you're asked for a reason, what then?